everybody, this is Jeff Roney, and we are now into episode 2.5. And I just wanted to just talk a little bit about it. This is the first of two different types of episodes here. 2.5, Valon Personal Power. Now, the first thing that we'll notice is at the beginning of the episode, there is a flashback sound. And I borrowed liberally from Mr. J.J. Abrams, and I think I owe him 50 cents or something. But anyway, it's a flashback, and we go back in time to this commercial, and it introduces a concept that I think is very interesting, especially when we start to think about energy. And I was driving down the road, and I was thinking, you know, there is this radio disc jockey that talks about how angry he gets when he drives by a school. And he says, I have to pay for that school even though I don't have children. And so I figured that there was this thought in people that they would be thrilled if they only paid for energy that they used. For instance, if they're driving down a road at night, only the lights that were in front and maybe a little bit behind them would be lit, and that's what you would pay for. And so there would be a central money account that would pay for this energy, and that once it ran out, obviously, it, you know, your car wouldn't run and the lights wouldn't work and all this kind of stuff. So that was part of the inspiration for this episode and this thought. So I wrote the script out, and I contacted a good friend of mine, Scott Knight, who is from, and I know it's going to be hard for you to believe, he's from Alabama. So he was good enough and gracious enough to record the lines for this episode. So I wanted to kind of, as best I could, give Tilofia this flair of a lot of different types of voices. I know I'm not going to do it, but I at least wanted to try. The thought is obviously you only pay for what you use. And then this scenario comes up is that if you, for whatever reason, wanted to go to downtown Tilofia to buy something, that not only would the sentries, the humanoid sentries and the security would follow you. So if you got into trouble or you had trouble with your hover vehicle, that help would be there and help would be available to you. And the thought would be if you didn't have it, it wouldn't. And there's also this kind of thought of if you weren't on the grid, it wouldn't work either. So, you know, this person goes downtown to the shop to buy some goods. So as he or she pulls up to the shop, the lights come on in the street. And as they hit the doors open. And as we go forward in the story, it's also there's kind of a check of your GovLink when you hit the door and it opens up to you and the lights come on and all the electronics in the store that you would need to buy goods would be available to you. So that's the thought behind personal power. And I did an interview with a gentleman named Taylor Kent from the Snark Infested Waters podcast, and he had mentioned that as you listen to it, it sounds very, very self-centered. And this thought of personal power is very self-centered. And there is a lot of call for let's work together, let's share, let's combine. But this personal power is obviously just the opposite. And I think it really hits the core of people that they want their own stuff for them. And so, again, it's an interesting thought. Even just the introduction of this, when I first wrote the script and I thought about it, and I said, you know what? That really hits a chord deep down in my gut. I would love to just pay for the power that I use. And then I thought about it. I said, well, that's selfish. So there's this kind of wrestling that goes on, I think, in all of us. And another thing is that this ad, if I played it on the radio, I think it would do booming business, especially when gas and electric costs are so sky high that if somebody heard this on the airwaves today, they would line up around the block for this. So that's another thing is I never want New World Army to kind of be so far out there. One of the bad things that I felt about Battlestar Galactica, the TV series, the first one back in the 70s, was they had microns and mocrons and all these weird terms for different things. I didn't want that. I wanted the terms guns and money and this and that so that you could really understand that this could be today. That's what I came up with for this. Scott did a great job, and he told me, he said, I read it like Tom Baudet from the Motel 6, hotel commercials, motel commercials. So anyway, that is the story behind the episode 2.5, New World Army, Volan Personal Power. And, you know, again, even at the end is take the power back, Talofia. And as we move forward, you're going to hear more and more about power, about energy, that kind of a thing. So just kind of keep it in mind. Also, this is the first time we hear about security teams doing something good. So again, it's this whole thought of is technology good or is it bad? And so at this point, it's saying that their security teams will track you to help you just in case you need it. So in this case, it's actually, wow, it's a positive thing. It also talks about satellite tracking assist and this kind of a thing. So again, you know, it's an idea I borrowed from the Terminator series and this kind of a thing. So anyway, and it also, the Volan K4 transaction point, which was a precursor to L4 as we move forward. So anyway, okay. That is, and a centralized credit account and all this kind of stuff. And if you are a religious person who reads the Bible, some of these terms are going to sound very, very revelation-ish. And so, you know, just keep in mind that as people go through these, you're going to hear certain things, and some of you won't affect you at all. You won't even recognize what that means. Other people, it will. So it's still a great story, and it is still accessible by a lot of different people with a lot of different points of view. But just be aware that different things mean different things to different people. So personal power, very, very self-centered. But I think in some ways, it strikes a chord in a lot of different people. And I just want to thank Scott Knight for doing such a great job with the voiceover work. That was his first voiceover. So anyway, congratulations to Scott on that. Thanks again. And thanks so much for listening to me talk about this. And we will continue this commentary process through all the episodes of New World Army. So this is Jeff Roney. Please visit the JRDonline.com website. Take a look at it. All the episodes of New World Army is there. Also, if you want to send us an email, it's jeff.roney@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. Maybe you felt there was other things in this personal power episode that we missed. Please let us know. We really want to hear what you have to say. I'll do another episode reading emails about this kind of stuff. So thanks again for listening. And for interacting with us, we really appreciate it. Take care. See you. Bye.